The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of the program we call What's on Your Mind for a very important reason. We want to know, and we had time for, I think, one call and about three emails last hour. That's not enough. We really we were loaded up with guests, which is unusual in the first hour. So we will atone for that error in this hour of the program by welcoming openly. In fact, I will judge the success of this hour as to how many of your questions or comments that we get in by the program, either by email or by a phone for our guest, Congressman Kevin Cramer, on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. My name is Scott Hinnom. Thanks to Gary Amenith for filling in yesterday. Lots of calls, questions, and comments yesterday. And Gary and Todd held down the fort. I was up in Tioga doing Energy Matters from up there, and that was until the power went out. What the heck happened anyway yesterday? Power goes out.
That was funny. A construction crew apparently backed into a pole, which I've only seen one other time in the last 10 or 11 years I've been in this building, and coincidentally, you were on the air then too, Scott.
It's my fault. Yeah, I think I'm the jinx here.
I don't think it's your fault. I'm just saying maybe there's a black cloud that follows you or something.
That could be. Anyway, did enjoy. I think I might be allergic to Fargo. I finally figured it out because, you know, can you hear this junk in my voice? I got some allergy thing here that's screwing up my voice.
You need to spend more time in the West.
So I was in Tioga yesterday. It's perfect. Absolutely perfect, okay? I have none of this, you know, and I got home and I thought, man, alive. It's better. I'm over with this. And then Haley, the youngest member of the family, says, Dad, let's go to Dairy Queen on the bike. So it was, you know, like a 40-block gauntlet at about 9 o'clock. In fact, we pedaled back in the dark. And now it's back. So I think I've finally determined I'm allergic to Fargo, and I'm just not in Fargo very much. You know, maybe that's the deal. Maybe there's a reason I've been spending so much time Castleton West, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, I hope I'm not allergic to Fargo. A lot of people in Fargo, a lot of listeners in Fargo, and here's the goal of the program. More listeners, ladies and gentlemen. We're here for you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. This is the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's get her going. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm very well, Scott. Thanks. How are you?
I hope you're not allergic to Fargo because you're going to have to spend a fair amount of time here this week with Matt Rose from BNSF tomorrow coming in, and kind of a busy week here, isn't it?
Actually, I'm in Fargo. I'll be in Fargo in about an hour, and I have several meetings, and then back to Grand Forks this evening, Grafton tomorrow. I forget where I know I'm back in Fargo again later. Yeah, in the week with the BNSF deal, and a lot of egg centric issues this week. We're dealing with up and down the Red River Valley, but Coast Central sort of headquarters.
Friday in Bismarck with the Secretary of Energy and the Secretary of Transportation,
yes,
and the Quadrennial Energy Review, which is a pretty extraordinary event happening that I know you're part of, along with Senator Hovind and Senator Heitkamp, so that'll be a big day as well. Let's get right to the calls here, and Mark in Bismarck's been waiting for a while for Congressman Kevin Cramer at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Mark?
Hi, Mark.
Well, good morning, and good morning, Congressman Cramer. This is Mark from Bismarck.
Hi, Mark from Bismarck.
Nice to talk to you again. I have a couple quick comments and then a question.
Sure.
I was watching the news this morning, both on MSNBC and on Fox, and they had the newest Wall Street Journal poll, NBC, and it shows that the approval rating for Congress right now is as low as it has probably ever been. And I will be the first to agree, I would have been polled, I would have said that my approval rating for Congress right now is at about zero.
Yeah. I think the poll was 14%.
Yes. In my opinion, right now, it's probably about zero. My other comment is, recently there was a voice vote on the floor that had to do with, quote-unquote, increasing fees that the transportation, security, whatever, out at the airports,
yes,
were able to raise their fees. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's nothing more than a tax. You can, Congress can call it a fee. John Boehner can call it a fee. We can all call it a fee. But a tax, especially when the money goes right into the general fund. So we have a voice vote on that. I have no idea. I called your office. I have no idea how you voted. You could say you voted against it, but we have no idea. Right. Every vote should be a recorded vote.
Yeah.
And I guess my other question is, as big a supporter as I am of you, I am unbelievably disappointed. Congress adjourns for 5 weeks. The average American citizen gets 2 weeks vacation if they're lucky. You left town without an immigration bill of any sort. Well, no, I take that back. You did have an immigration bill, but it does virtually nothing. I mean, my question is, how do you come back to the state of North Dakota and say to the people, I'm doing a good job?
Well, Mark, a couple of things. First of all, obviously, this is not a vacation, as I just gave my agenda for the rest of this week. It is far from a vacation. That said, the border bill that the House of Representatives passed, we stayed a day late to pass a border bill. The Senate left a day early to avoid one. To say it does nothing is to grossly misunderstand what the bill does. The bill puts $405 million, by the way, all paid for, largely from cutting foreign aid, including to the countries that are part of the crisis, $405 million for the Department of Homeland Security to boost border security and law enforcement activities at the border, in other words, to secure the border. It also puts $70 million additional dollars for National Guard border efforts, including $35 million for the Guard that is federally deployed and $35 million to reimburse states for their use of the Guard on the border. So when Rick Perry, governor of Texas, or Dan Brewer of Arizona, when they call out the National Guard to defend their border, remember it's their border as well as the United States border, we voted to reimburse them with federal taxpayer dollars because they're securing our border for us. And then we also put $40 million into repatriation assistance to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, but we took the money from those three countries and said, you know, this money has been earmarked for making a way for these children to come back to Central America. Now, there are a lot of policy things as also attached to these appropriations. For example, we amend the Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act, which is otherwise known as the 2008 law that we hear a lot about, so that all unaccompanied alien children, and we call them UACs for short, that treated the same as Mexican children. And this is a very important distinction. This is regarding the purpose of removals. So UACs who have a, quote, now this is important, credible fear of persecution, who've been trapped or, you know, who have been trafficked, have to appear before an immigration judge within 2 weeks, Mark. So within 14 days, they have to appear before a judge for initial screening and then be detained until their appearance. What's important about that is up until now, up until that bill, and of course, the Senate's not going to take this bill up, by the way, but the House did pass it. They were automatically assumed to have credible fear, and over 95% of any children coming across the border that claimed fear were automatically given asylum. And in this case, 95% or more would be turned around and sent back within a couple of weeks. The other policy that we passed in conjunction with that was a last in, first out policy, so that the most recent children that have crossed the border and adults that have crossed the border illegally will be the first ones sent back. And the reason that's important is because it sends such a strong signal to the countries in Central America that this is not going to be the status quo. Because right now they believe the status quo is come on to the United States of America, pay thugs to, you know, to do it. There's nothing humanitarian by policies that attract children on a 2,000-mile truck into the United States to be raped and hurt and abused all the way under the misunderstanding that somehow they're going to be able to stay here. So there are a number of other policy riders involved in it, including a change in the president's executive orders providing amnesty It was a very, very strong bill. Nearly every Republican voted for it. A few moderates did not because they felt it was too harsh. And then one Democrat voted for it. And so we feel like we did our job in the House in passing a hardline border security bill, avoiding comprehensive immigration reform, but setting the stage for the highest priority in immigration reform, and that is securing the border and returning the illegals back to their reunited with their families.
Mark, I want to get to these other callers, Ray and Manda and Joel and Bismarck, but just quickly ask you this. Do you think differently of the bill now in 10 seconds or less? Oh, he's gone. Okay. I can't imagine he wouldn't think differently of it after hearing that explanation. And obviously, didn't every Republican end up voting for this thing and one Democrat?
No, there were a couple of Republicans who did not. And I can't, it's less than 10, maybe less than 5. Mainly
yeah.
Moderates, you know, California, sort of moderates that, you know, that frankly have a different constituency.
Yeah, I think our ire ought to be directed at the Senate for leaving early and for the president for poo-pooing this thing. But anyway, appreciate the call, Mark. Ray and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec Electric Conversion System from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec Electric Conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can and Does, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and energy security. That's what North Dakota Oil Can do and does. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. 20 past the hour, it's our talk radio town hall. By the way, circle the calendar for 2 weeks from today when Congressman Kevin Cramer's
Talk Radio Town Hall that he does every week with us on the air will be combined with a Coffee with Kramer event, so we can kind of be like a fly on the wall at how a Coffee with Kramer event happens. That'll be in Watford City 2 weeks from today. Looking forward to that event. Back to the phone calls here at 800-228-0550. We're striving for perfection, and perfection is to get as many calls and answers in as possible. So we'll try and go with 1 minute max on the question, 1 minute max on the answer, and get as many of you as we possibly can in here today. Ray and Mandan, in the spirit of that goal, that objective, take it away, my man. What's your question for Congressman Kevin Kramer?
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Kramer, and everybody.
Good morning, Ray.
Say, are you a U.S. citizen?
Am I a U.S. citizen? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Can a U.S. citizen make a citizen's arrest against a U.S. citizen or a non-U.S. citizen for breaking the law or violating the law?
Well, I'm not completely familiar with how a citizen...
Okay, all right. I got another question. Quick question. Why don't you and other U.S. citizens in the House of Representatives produce a class action citizen's arrest lawsuit against officials and officers of the U.S. government when they break or violate a law of the U.S. Constitution? You people take an oath, and that includes protecting U.S. citizens from an overreaching tyrant government. They should be put in jail and prosecuted. Also, you are supposed to regulate commerce, not regulate people. Can you answer
all right,
that?
So there's a minute to thank you, Ray. Let's give Kevin a chance to answer it.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, a citizen's arrest doesn't mean you get to go arrest somebody and put them in jail. It doesn't matter if you're a congressman or any other citizen. Secondly, the Constitution that Ray is talking about, and he's right, I believe there have been a lot of overreach of the constitutional authority of the executive branch. However, that same Constitution has created a separation of powers that prevents exactly the thing that Ray is advocating. That is, there are three co-equal branches of government. And so what we've done is we, as a House of Representatives, very frustrated with the president's executive orders, we have tried to find one very narrow example and filed a lawsuit against the president to try and get the question answered about whether or not the legislative branch, in fact, does have standing to sue the executive branch. That filing will be soon. It will be in court. It shouldn't take terribly long for court to determine whether or not the House of Representatives even has standing to sue the president, much less the merits of the case after that. The very narrow case we've chosen, of course, is his decision to not enforce parts of the Affordable Care Act, specifically the waiver for the mandate for employers, large employers. He still sticks it to small employers, but he's going to give he gave a waiver, an exemption to the large employers who are, of course, especially generous to his campaigns and his causes. So that's the very narrow question that we've decided to take up in the courts. We've asked for an expedited process, hopefully get it to the Supreme Court rather quickly and get some sort of a decision. But even that is 50-50 probably at best as to whether or not we'd have standing in a situation like that. The real answer to Ray's challenge, of course, are elections. And we have a divided government, and Harry Reid, ever since the first 2 years of the Obama term, when he did whatever he wanted, when he had the Democrat House, I mean, we got Obamacare, we got an army of regulators, we got Dodd-Frank, we got a $1 trillion stimulus. Ever since then, since the Republicans have taken control of the House of Representatives, Harry Reid has formed a fire line to prevent any good legislation from getting to Barack Obama's desk. And as a result, right now he's sitting on 355 passed bills passed by the House of Representatives, including the border bill.
Appreciate the call, Ray and Mandan. Ray followed the rules. He went a minute and a little long. You might have gone just a little bit longer, than a minute. But it was a lot of questions in there. So we'll try and go as quickly as we can on questions and answers here. Joel in Bismarck, you're next with Congressman Kevin Kramer. Go ahead.
Morning, Congressman. How you doing?
Good morning. Very well, thanks. How are you?
Okay, I just want to read you something real fast. It's real short. It's the official certification of nomination, State of Hawaii. This is to certify that the following candidates for President and Vice President of the United States are legally qualified to serve under the provisions of the National Democratic Party's balloting at the Presidential Preference Poll and Caucus held on February 19, 2008. Mm-hmm. That was for Barack Obama and Joe Biden. I want to know why in the world they omitted the words under the provisions of the United States Constitution from every single one of his certifications of nominations from all the states. That would make his presidency 100% illegal. And you guys have the power, you have the evidence, you have everything you need to get the Joint Chiefs of Staff, get the military involved, walk in there and arrest this man for fraud.
All right. Go ahead, Kevin, with your answer.
Well, first of all, who's this man that you want to have arrested for fraud? Is it the governor or the secretary of state of Hawaii or the president are you talking about?
I'm talking about the president.
But what? Now, I understand your frustration with him, but what I'm concerned about is it sounds to me you've just made a case against the state of Hawaii, not against Barack Obama. Barack Obama was elected and
this was all states in his official certifications of nominations. The words under the provisions of the United States Constitution have been omitted.
Well remember that each in the presidential election, like every election, by and large, the states govern their own election and their own election process and how electors are elected. Now, there is a constitution that requires the use, of course, of the Electoral College. That is constitutional, although there are a number of states that are starting to tinker with that, even in trying to get around that, which I have some grave concerns about. But states are given the authority basically to certify their own elections, including for the United States Senate and the United States Congress.
All right, let's keep rolling here. Harry, Joel and Bismarck, we got to keep moving. And anything else you want to add quickly, Kevin, before we go to the next call?
No, I don't think so. I understand his frustration, but this is a president that's been reelected twice. And when you sit in my seat and see how diverse the 435 members of the House of Representatives are, you see how diverse our country is, and you understand that not everybody thinks like we do, and it's what's created divided government.
All right, Harry and Fargo, we'll get your question and the answer. We'll have to wait for the other side of the break. If you could, 30 seconds with your question for Congressman Kramer.
And my question is, it just seems apparent to everybody that's calling or all of us out here that there is a establishment that seems to be affecting the Republican Party and everybody we seem to elect. What is the cure or solution for that?
Kev, you want to just take a quick crack at that, or you want to save it for after the break here?
Well, I'll save it for after the break. It's a good question. Yeah.
All right, Harry and Fargo, hold tight. We'll put you on hold so you can hear your answer on the other side of the break. Then Stephen Bismarck, John and Manetta as well. We have some off-air calls with questions on the border bill. We're trying as best we can to keep the questions to about a minute, answers to about a minute, so we can get to all of you today on the program. Emails welcome to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com or call us at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
We are blessed to have the largest audience of any other radio program in the great state of North Dakota. The most listened to talk show in the Northern Plains, thanks to our mothership 550 K-Fire, 910 KCJB, AM 1100 The Flag, and AM 1090 KTGO in Tioga, where we were yesterday, The Flag Family, and of course KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. Talk Radio Town Hall continues, full bank of calls and others coming off here, so we'll go as quickly as we can here. You got a minute or less to answer Harry's question about establishment Republicans being the problem and what you're doing about it, Kevin.
See, I would submit, Harry, that they really aren't the problem, that the Republicans hold one half of one third of the government. We are one half of the legislative branch of the government, and but for the Republicans in the House of Representatives, Harry Reid and Barack Obama would continue doing what they did in the first 2 years. We'd have cap and trade for sure by now if we weren't there. And it's a constant fight, but in a divided government, you have to use all the tools that you have at your disposal. And we do that, and I think quite effectively, considering that even we are 234 diverse individuals. And so coming up with a majority to block things and to advance things, no small matter. But really, we've passed, you guys, 355 bills that are sitting in the United States Senate without action that would greatly increase the national economy, national defense, and the things that conservatives stand for, including rolling back hundreds, if not thousands, of regulations.
All right. According to my caller clock, you use less than a minute. Any quick follow-up, Harry?
Yeah, I mean, I get all that, and I understand it. I mean, we all know that Harry Reid stopped every bill going in front of it. But, I mean, even with George Bush at the House of Senate, none of our agenda got accomplished.
Well, but I'll tell you what did get accomplished when he had the House and Senate. Big-time tax cuts for the middle class, for the job creators. And we were able, to, you know, just as part of the budget deal a few years ago, were able to make the vast majority of those permanent, those tax cuts permanent. And speaking of bills in the Senate, many of those bills are tax reform bills, deductions like 179 expensing, which you may or may not understand or know specifically what that is, but it's expensing of equipment that's very important to farmers and small businesses. We made that permanent in the law.
bonus depreciation, which is huge for jobs and jobs creators. We made permanent lots of other research and development tax credit that's very important to America's global competitive advantage. So we've done some pretty radical things in the minds of some people that are waiting over there in the Senate.
By the way, don't forget a couple of folks by the name of Sam Alito and John Roberts, thanks to the Republican Senate then, too. Can you look at the Hobby Lobby bill at 5-4 decision in the Supreme Court, know how important that is right now. We're hanging on by our teeth right now. Harry, thank you for the call. Got to keep rolling.
Yeah,
let's go to Stephen Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I'm a few things. I think that a lot of the problems are a big portion are these big bankers like Larry Summers and Hank Paulson. And Hank Paulson has invested in some of these green energy and has sided with the global warming people. So, you know, and that makes things in the oil industry worse. And then you got Larry Summers, who made it possible for derivatives and people lose their houses because of bad investments.
Sure.
And
so, yeah. So let me ask you this, if I can ask you a question. Would you advocate, given that you clearly have a pretty good understanding of some of this stuff, would you advocate for some sort of a return to Glass-Steagall or a separation of the investment side of banks from the lending side, something that's a little more of a firewall?
Yeah, I think that can be now modified. But the thing is, is that these people go around just blasting all over the world their messes on these bankers, and they don't go to jail for them.
Yeah, well, and there you raise another frustration a lot of us have. I think clearly you have, and that is the white collar crime that involves, you know, destroying people's lives and entire economies seem to go unpunished, if not even rewarded. I mean, Dodd-Frank was a result of some of the things that you're talking about, and the regulations that Dodd-Frank imposed have done nothing to rein in the large banks, but they've dramatically hurt small community banks by adding layers and layers of bureaucracy and regulation that only make it more difficult for, you know, a good, decent, you know, middle-class American to get a loan to buy a home, but made it, you know, easier for a Wall Street banker to make more money in a bad economy.
And these bankers are anti-family. You know, they go around and they take their clients to the hookers and drugs and all this stuff. And they're the ones who are in charge of doing all this stuff, and they commit all this crime and they get away with everything.
Steve, appreciate the call. We're going to keep rolling here. A lot of folks are waiting to weigh in. John in Oneida, listening on AM 1100. How's things in Oneida today, John?
Fine. Boy, where to start? Kevin Cramer was talking about three co-equal branches of government and separation of powers. One of the single biggest power that the founders of this country gave to the House of Representatives is the power of the purse. And John Boehner and the Republican establishment let it be known right after the Republicans took over that they weren't going to use that tool. Now you've crafted a suit against the president to try to get the courts to do what you guys haven't got the onions to do yourself. And, of course, you're not going to have standing, I don't think, because the Senate hasn't gone along with it.
Oh, no, yeah. And, no, see, the Senate has no bearing on whether we have standing or not.
Well, I do believe that in order to have standing, it's got to be the Senate and the House of Representatives, not just the House of Representatives. Now, I may be wrong in this.
Yeah.
I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on television, and I didn't sleep at a Holiday Inn last night.
Yeah,
but you do have creative terms for body parts. Onions is what I was kind of interested to learn more about. But anyway, go ahead, Kevin.
Because he raises the power of the purse issue is one that gets raised a lot. And one of the things that I would remind people is, you know, my opponent's going to beat me up for a lot in the next 3 months over the government shutdown a year ago or less than a year ago. And people might remember that the whole point of the government shutdown was when the House of Representatives passed the continuing resolution to fund the government, we also defunded Obamacare, 100%. But guess what happened? What happened was the very thing that I talked about and a lot of others talked about. What happened? Obamacare is permanent law. It is permanent spending. It's mandatory spending. The only way to not have Obamacare is to pass laws to repeal it or unfund it or defund it or change it. The House doesn't have the exclusive right to pass policy. So while we defunded Obamacare, Obamacare continued to operate during the government shutdown while veterans' benefits were curtailed. So this is an important distinction about the power of the purse. The other thing is that while the Constitution, and it does, in fact, give the power of the purse to the House, in other words, all appropriations bills start in the House of Representatives, but they still have to be passed by the Senate. We have passed 7 appropriations bills in the Republican House, all with bipartisan votes, I might add, that have, and the Senate's passed 0, not 1. They don't work over there. I don't know any other way to put it.
What do you really think of them? They don't work over there. I sense a little frustration with your colleagues in the United States Senate, Congressman.
Well, my frustration is with their leader. Because in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, the other night, I was with Senator McConnell, the minority leader, who literally said to me, the House functions more like the Senate is supposed to and used to. You pass things. I'll give you, this might not make everybody happy, but Sheila Jackson Lee, if you know who she is, she's a very flamboyant, very left-wing, liberal Democrat member of the House of Representatives. But because of our rules and because of our courtesy and protocol, she has had 18 roll call votes on bills that she's introduced and amendments she's introduced. 18. All of the Republicans added up in the United States Senate times 2 haven't had 18 roll call votes in amendments they've introduced. We function in a very transparent and open way. Now, none of her amendments have ever passed, but at least we give her the courtesy of a vote and a debate on the floor of the House of Representatives. They don't do that over in the Senate because it's just easier for Harry Reid to protect Barack Obama from having to either sign or veto legislation that would get to his desk and to prevent his Democrat members from having to cast votes. They can be for everything that's good and against everything that's bad and never have to prove it by voting or against anything.
John, thanks for the call. We've got to keep rolling here. Tom and Bismarck had an off-air question asking about the border bill and the Senate. Go ahead and roll, okay. Tom.
Sure.
Good morning, Congressman Kramer. Thank you for coming on. This is Tom and Bismarck. You were talking about the House border bill and what it does. Does that have to pass the Senate, or will those things happen immediately? We need action and not talk. We can have meetings until we're all blue in the face, and action is the easiest no-go. U.S. House and border states are going to have to force things where possible. State support of the National Guard and U.S. House needs to pursue action against the executive branch. Remove the officials who aren't doing their jobs and those who are outside their limitations. You have to do something. Have a good day.
All right. Less than a minute for an answer, Kevin.
Yeah, I only got about half of that. It was in and out. But, I all I can say is we have done something. We have passed hundreds of bills that are sitting on Harry Reid's desk. We can't compel the Senate to do anything. The Senate leader has so much more power over his chamber than the Speaker has over the House of Representatives. And so while we've passed all of these things, the alternative, Scott, is what a lot of these same people don't want. And that's for us to start negotiating with Harry Reid and compromising with Harry Reid to pass legislation that's acceptable to Harry Reid and the president. And while we've been able to do that on a few bills, pretty important bills like the Farm Bill, flood relief, Water Resource Development Act, things that are very important in North Dakota, we've not been able to do it on a lot of these other bills. And if we even started down that path, if we started an immigration bill that would be acceptable to Harry Reid, this same caller, Tom, would call and chew me out, quote, doing something. So, you can either make a point or you can make a difference, and you just have to know when it's appropriate to do one or the other.
Conway and Fargo when we come back. Also, Lloyd and Botno and Tony on the road listening to 550 K-Fire. This is What's on Your Mind in the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Kramer. One more segment to go after we come back. Don't dream of touching that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
The checkoff is putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their applications. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
My comment is for Congressman Kramer, and the first caller you had here at the top of the hour here has expressed his disappointment that, you know, you guys are leaving without doing anything, and you've gone through the bill, and I get that, and Michelle Bachmann went through the bill here a couple days ago, and it's a great bill, and it's excellent, and you just admitted yourself that the Senate won't take it up, and even if they did and pass it, the president might veto it. So I think the caller's problem is the same as mine, that you can pass all the bills you want. It's not doing anything. You're going home, and the borders are wide open. We're being flooded. But you can say that we passed this bill and it's got all these great things and you're taking money from the, you know, the countries that are responsible to you know, in taking it from their aid to send their people back and everything. Well, that's all great, but it's not going to happen. You know? So basically, nothing's happening. We want a fence built. We want a fence built on the border. We want it now. And if not, if you don't build the fence, then get out in front and talk and bring up, talk about what's happening. I'm not hearing anything from our leadership in the House. You know, America needs to know what's going on because Lord knows our media isn't telling anybody. So anyhow, thanks for trying.
Thanks for trying, he ends with. And,
yeah, no, Scott, he makes really good points, but I think he even makes my point, and that is that we aren't going to compete with the President of the United States for the front page of the newspaper or for the 6 o'clock news. That's just so his frustration with not hearing a lot. But what we do is we do talk about it a lot. And absent, you know, being on the national news every day, which Republican leaders aren't going to get to be because they're not the President of the United States, we do have the opportunity, 435 of us, or at least 234 Republicans, have the opportunity in our circle of influence, which is in our congressional district, in my case, the state of North Dakota, to do what I'm doing. And that is to tell the story and to get out in front. And there's a lot more to be told about the atrocities being committed. There's one other thing I want to say. What good does it do? I think it does do some good. Let's not forget, much of this most recent flood began after the United States Senate passed an immigration reform bill that had amnesty in it. The president offered amnesty on June 15th, 2012 to all kinds of illegal aliens that came here as children. Those signals were loud and clear in Central America and started this flood of children and families coming to the United States illegally. The United States House of Representatives has put out a different message. Do not come here. We are not interested in, you know, in being providing.
But it's a great message, and I think that caller, the caller agrees with the message. He's saying nothing is doing about it. Nothing is being done about it. So if I could hand you a magic wand, how would you do something about what you've crafted?
You elect responsible people to the United States Senate. Insist, if you're a Democrat in the United States Senate, if you're Heidi Heitkamp, if you're Al Franken, insist that Harry Reid brings this up for a vote in the United States Senate. The reason he won't bring it up is because he's afraid some of his people would have to vote for it.
So, in other words, if I'm a frustrated North Dakotan, I'd be calling Senator Heidi Heitkamp right now and say, I'm sick of this. You've got a good bill from the House. Get it done.
I don't have any doubt that they are. You know, the difference is I'm willing to come on the radio and listen to it and talk about it. And I think she's pretty accessible as well. So, yeah.
Not to this program. Not to this program. I mean, we keep a little tally here, and you're winning right now. Senator Holman is number two, and she's a distant third right now. So I'm hoping she gets back in the batting cage soon. Anyway, let's get back to the calls here. We have little time left, so a half a minute for questions and answers here, if we can each. Conway Fargo, quickly for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
All right. I don't blame the House at all because you already have laws on the books, and the laws aren't being enforced. The Attorney General admitted he's an activist and won't enforce laws. Reid won't bring things up and bring it to a vote. Obama said he's going to veto things. And even like now that you guys are on recess or, you know, your vacation, he made appointments last time that, you know, that wasn't during a vacation and found it unconstitutional. So I really strongly believe, I was reading the Weather Underground, whichever way the wind blows, and it seems like he's mirroring those type behaviors. It's almost like he's almost on that communist doctrine where he's above the law. And I think in a little short while, he's going to just drop the Democrats and just continue to do what he wants that's so unconstitutional that they're going to have to jump on the bandwagon.
All right, quickly.
Great point, Conway. And there is some of that starting to take place, but there are some Democrats expressing frustration and concern. I mean, several have expressed it to me in the House, and they're starting to abandon him. And if anybody saw the episode that I was in the chamber to witness of Nancy Pelosi almost accosting a colleague, a Republican colleague, while he's giving a floor speech, she broke all the rules and protocol of the House. There are Democrats going, oh, my gosh, what is happening? And hopefully they'll start coming on board. There are a lot of liberal scholars
that are expressing some of the same exact questions and concerns that Conway just expressed.
All right, last call, and I need a little mental vacation. I'm thinking Metagoshi. I'm thinking Turtle Mountains. Lloyd and Bodno, very quickly for Congressman Kramer. Yes. 20 seconds.
Okay, I have a very serious question. Do you like to fish?
I love to fish.
I was just being silly. Okay, I'll let you go.
As long as they're biting.
Yeah, I understand.
Are the fish biting on Metagoshi, Lloyd? He's gone. I mean, you can't tease us like that, for crying out loud. I thought he was going to invite us up to Lake Metagoshi to do a little fishing, as I was hoping.
I was ready to turn the car around, frankly.
Yeah, my gosh. All right. Well, sorry we didn't get to all the calls. That's why we ask you to call early and often on the program, but we'll do it next week. And don't forget, in person on the 20th in Watford City, a talk radio town hall and a coffee with Kramer. Congressman Kevin Kramer in the talk radio town hall. Thanks, Kevin. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Always a pleasure. Talk to you.
We'll see you tomorrow, friends, on the program among our guests, Senator John Hoeven in studio. God bless. Bye-bye. In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.